This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of BetMGM Tonight. Our show is live every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern on Odyssey radio stations around the country, odyssey.com, as well as the Odyssey app.
Joining us right now is Ken Barkley of You Bet or You Bet, a.k.a. Lockie Lockerson. Lockie, how you doing, sir?
That might be the best introduction I've ever received, and all that happened was you just read my name and then my Twitter handle, and yet it was still, like, the energy and enthusiasm was palpable. I also bet Michigan live. By the way, you were talking about you wanted to do that. I did that right before I came on the air with Hunter Dickinson back for them. So I'm with you. I'm with you on Michigan live tonight.
Thank you, sir. See, that's how you start the show. I'm back this week, and the first guest we have on, which is you, Ken, you compliment me, and you also like my plays. I can't ask for much more than that.
You can't get better than that.
You can't get better than that. But it could get better for the Arizona Cardinals because they stink, Ken. And last night was just
frauds.
One of the worst football games that I've ever watched. It got so bad that I took the Rams at 20.5 live. I was so confident and still covered. I spun the block twice and still covered. What do you think, what does the offseason look like for this Arizona Cardinals team? And also, I guess a two-part question, the Rams moving forward, how much did their performance maybe help you back them in the future weeks? And also, maybe, are you putting more stock in their performance or the lack of performance from the Arizona Cardinals?
Sure. I'll do Arizona first real quick. I try not to overreact to playoff performances when it's a quarterback starting in the playoffs for the first time. Historically, what we've learned in the NFL is that quarterbacks are kind of going to stink when they start in the playoffs for the first time. If we just look at this weekend as just an example of for a lot of data points of that, obviously you have Kyler last night, had never started the playoff game before, was miserable, had the Carson Wentz shovel pass for the touchdown that we've seen before to the other team, obviously not his own team. And then Mac Jones Saturday night starting a playoff game for the first time, he was miserable against Buffalo. Jalen Hurts starting a playoff game for the first time against Tampa Bay. Like all of these guys, it's not just that their teams got blown out. They performed way under expectations for what they've been this year. So, you know, Arizona, just as from a season-long standpoint, if they still have Kyler Murray and they still have some semblance of talent, they're going to be rated really highly by the market. So I would expect a win total like 9.5, something like that next year probably makes a lot of sense. Over 500 in playoff contention. Do they make a move at coach? Probably not, but I guess they could because anything's possible. A team that's like going to be in contention for playoff spots going forward. But yeah, like, obviously, you know, need to see a little bit more from Kyler if they're going to win in the playoffs. For the Rams, I feel like I'm kind of on an island on this game. Everybody that I talk to likes the Rams in this game against Tampa on Sunday. And I actually think, and I think, Ryan, I think I follow you on Twitter. I think you like the Rams in this game, too, if I'm not mistaken,
to
win the game. Yeah, and I don't blame you.
I don't blame you either, Ken.
I'm in the middle with both of you guys.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be on the side that I'm on. I don't want to be backing Matthew Stafford against Tom Brady.
Yeah, so like I get it. Like you look at the Rams, like especially their upper level talent, right? It's Stafford, Beckham, and Kupp, and Akers off the Achilles injury, and I have no idea how he did what he did last night. And it's the top level talent on defense, and it's Von Miller and Donald and Ramsey, and it's like, oh my God, like this team is, whew, like it's pretty crazy. The funny thing that's happening to me in this game is, if I look at my rating for each team the entire course of the season, all 18 weeks, playoffs, etc. There's no time this entire year where this number in a playoff game should be under 3. Just shouldn't be the case. The teams played earlier in the year. The Buccaneers were on the road at Los Angeles. They closed a 1-point favorite. They were a 2-point favorite on the road for most of that week. If all of that is true, then even if the Rams are amazing, even if they have this top-end talent, I don't think this number can be anything except, like, honestly, a little more than three, probably. Three minus 15, three minus 20, between three and three and a half, kind of what we saw with Dallas, San Francisco, that same market. So it's just a number that looks a little off. Now, that's a small difference. Like, the Rams could win the game, obviously. They could win it by multiple touchdowns. But just in terms of, is there a valuable bet in this game? I bet some Tampa 2.5 at minus one. I think I have minus 117 on them. Just getting the key number of three. Again, just following the progress of the teams through the season. The Rams are really good. They could win the Super Bowl. They're awesome. But I have had Tampa rated better than them the entire year and more than the market's reflecting in this game.
Ken, I can't ask you about San Francisco Green Bay because it makes me sick to my stomach right now, and I absolutely hate the number because
we got to talk about it, though. That's like the game I'm dying to talk about.
All right, all right, all right. You know what? All right, then who cares about Cincinnati anyway? All right, it's 5.5 right now at BetMGM. You have to pay minus 115 juice. I know there's sixes. I want to back Green Bay. I like Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau. History tells me to take Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau, but if Jimmy plays and him and Kyle Shanahan are together, I know they're 10-3 against the spread on the road, so that scares me. Terrible matchup for Green Bay, a team that could run the ball. George Kittle, like, hasn't been used the last 3 weeks, so I know he's going to catch eight balls for 150 yards and two touchdowns. What are you doing here, Ken? I really need this one.
Well, don't frame it like that. Be like, I actually lose my house if the Niners cover. What should I do in this game? Like,
no, no, it's, I don't even care about the bet, man. I just want the Packers to win the Super Bowl.
You were probably getting a nice little seasonal beer or something in the opening segment, but literally Ryan said there's nothing in life he needs or wants more than the Packers to win the Super Bowl.
No, Ken, I said I will lose every bet happily for the next 3 months if the Packers could just win outright. I don't even care if they cover the number and just win the Super Bowl. I'll lose every bet.
He said his aunt, who is the chef for Marcus Stroman, could lose her job, and he'd rather her to lose her job than Aaron Rodgers did not get a ring.
He really likes it.
And I really, and Ken, I mean that 100%. Now, what are we doing in this game? Because the number is 5.5. And I hate it.
Yeah, no, you know that really malicious statement I made earlier? Well, I actually mean it. I'm doubling down on it. That's always an interesting approach to take. With this game, so there are like a lot of fascinating subplots in all the games. The two games taking place on Sunday, Rams, Tampa Bay, Buffalo, Kansas City. I would expect those numbers to stay really stationary.
Okay.
Like they're not. I don't think the markets are going to go crazy, whatever. The two games on Saturday, I still think I have the chance to go nuts from a numbers standpoint.
Really?
Cincinnati, Tennessee because of injuries, which we'll talk about, I'm guessing, coming up next. But San Francisco, Green Bay has some sneaky potential to get haywire here. So there are some rumblings, and they're out there, and it's very unconfirmed, but it's just worth noting,
Jimmy G,
that it is possible that Jimmy Garoppolo is either not going to play in this game or not be 100% in this game. Now, we have to acknowledge that it's at least possible that that's true. Shanahan's already come out and told you that he's dealing with a throwing shoulder injury in addition to the finger injury that he was dealing with anyway. We also have practice reports early this week, so Green Bay has already released their full participation report, which we can get to in a second. San Francisco has not released theirs yet, or I haven't seen it. I've only seen Green Bay's. I will just be curious what some of the designations are. Now, Nick Bosa is going to be in concussion protocol. That's a big deal. Is he going to end up playing in the game? So there are some moving parts here, injury-wise, that I think could cause this number to go a lot of different directions. If Garoppolo actually practices later in the week and Bosa clears protocol, I could actually see this number coming down a little bit more. Something like 4.5, the opener, makes probably a little bit more sense. Maybe 4.
Yeah.
You really start to get some interest in the Niners when it's going to be like full speed ahead, everyone playing. It is, but we already know Garoppolo has incurred a second injury. It is not, I think we have to consider the possibility that it's going to be some Trey Lance in this game, and it might be a lot of Trey Lance, and they don't want that to happen. Like, Garoppolo, is if he is capable of taking an injection anywhere, he's playing in this game. I mean, just they need him in the game. But just some of the reports that we have so far indicate that it's a little murky, kind of what we're going to see. So if you like San Francisco in this game, you, the person listening, just keep in mind this is the game that has, like, the injury uncertainty in it, and just, you know, kind of go from there. My number in the game is a little less than this. If I got 6 and Bosa and Garoppolo were both playing, absolutely, that would be a bet for me. I don't think there's a huge difference between the teams. It's just, what do you value? Garoppolo injury plus a week off plus maybe a negative injury report and a positive injury report for the Packers, which we don't have a lot of time to unpack necessarily. But yeah. I think all that stuff together, if I get 6 and all those things are good for San Francisco, Bosa and Garoppolo playing, I do like the Niners in the game. But really, like, this is the game to pay attention to injury-wise this week.
Well, I just bet the Green Bay Packers to cover the 6 and the under. So, thank you so much, Ken Barkley. I found my side.
I mean, if it's Trey Lance, like, what is the ceiling on this game? 10?
I wouldn't.
Like,
yeah,
I mean, honestly,
it would have
20?
To be.
I saw Aaron Rodgers' hype video today, and I bet my mortgage on the. I mean, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No. You bet responsibly. He bet his mortgage.
I love Zadarius coming back. Jair coming back. I think there's some favorable matchups, man.
Well, Bakhtiari didn't practice today, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
And LaFleur was kind of like weird on. Honestly, like Bakhtiari and Zadarius Smith and Jair Alexander. I found it interesting LaFleur didn't give us a ringing endorsement that we were going to see all those three guys on Saturday.
This is what he does, though. Ken, this is what he does. This is what he does, man. Like, imagine playing poker with this guy.
He's cracked out right now, Ken. He's cracked out.
He's so smart.
Well, I understand. They don't practice. Like, or if LaFleur is saying, like, not, we at least have to keep the door open that maybe we don't see some. I think we're going to see him. We have to at least keep that door open. But one more piece of advice, I promise. Like, this is the best game. Like, we should spend time on this game. But one more piece of advice for people that are listening. Just in your head, formulate a plan. If it's going to be Trey Lance, like Schefter tweets it, you get it on your phone. What is your plan of attack at that immediate moment? Because there are so many markets already created for this game. I'll give you a couple examples. Trey Lance anytime touchdown is available right now. It's 6-1.
Right.
Anytime touchdown. So like that, there are 100 other bets you could think of if you really thought about it for what becomes more valuable when Garoppolo sits. That would be one example that was shared to me by a friend a few hours ago that he was interested in, and I sort of added to my list. If it's Lance and not Garoppolo, just think about, like, what is my plan of attack? How many things change in this game from a betting standpoint? Because playoff football, the markets are open for days in advance, and if news happens, if news breaks, the markets are, like, kind of unprepared for that to happen because everything's open already. You can already bet on everything. All the props are up in a bunch of places because it's a playoff game. They're going to do a huge handle on this. That can create an opportunity if really weird stuff happens.
What is your plan of attack?
Wait to see if he's playing or not and then go from there, right?
I know, I'm talking about in terms of other props besides Trey Lance.
Well, I can't give you the candy store, Trista. I mean, come on. I mean,
that's what the follow-up is, Ken.
What have you played so far this weekend, actually? There you go.
So Lance anytime touchdown is a really good idea, and obviously that's something we can kind of put to the side. What is Lance over Garoppolo correlated to? It's correlated to less scoring, 100%. So you can play that in whatever way you want. You can play derivatives. You can play full game. It's correlated to receiver unders, I think, for sure. Maybe not in terms of opportunity, but in terms of yardage. Longest plays, explosive plays for San Francisco, things along those lines. And those are bets that can win organically, too. Like, you can win that if Garoppolo plays because you're paying a Garoppolo number. But you could also win it by a lot if Lance ends up playing in the game. So I think for people, it's like just a thought exercise. Reason it out. Lance plays instead of Garoppolo. How is the offense going to look different? What should change in the market if that happens? I think that's like a really good way to approach the game.
All right, let's talk about Bengals, Titans. Oh, we don't have time. We can't get to it. Sorry, Ken.
What do you like, Ken?
Totally
30
fine.
Seconds or less.
I like. I think the Titans are more likely to win than the market does, but I don't like the spread very much. Cincinnati's defensive line, their injuries. Follow that throughout the week. That'll kind of guide you to what to bet.
Thanks,
all
man.
Righty. That's Ken Barkley of You Better You Bet. Thank you so much, Locky Lockers, and have a great evening and enjoy your dinner.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Our guy joining us on the Roman Guest Line, that was Ken Barkley on the Roman Guest Line. Like I just said, get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. That's GetRoman.com/BetQL. Nobody in the business does it better than Ken Barkley, except for us, of course. I like his plays, though. Anytime for Trey Lance. I'm also thinking about the under in that game, just full game. It's also Lambeau, San Francisco.
I just played a teaser. Titans +3, Packers, pick them.
And also just put 3 units on the Green Bay Packers to cover 5.5.
Again.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.